Hello, dreamer. Oh yeah, this is a dream. And it's real too, at the same time. Well, I don't know what humans believe, but the realm of dreams, the one you reach after you fall asleep, it's where every rule of reality is broken. When your body and your soul becomes light and ethereal at the same time, and you can fly and exist in the immensity of space. Seems complicated, but every person actually does it every night. Of course. Do you know that feeling when you have had a beautiful dream or a terrifying nightmare? Visions so real that you could also smell, hear and taste. So much that you wouldn't believe you were sleeping. But no matter how hard you try, you cannot remember what you were dreaming of. Yeah, that's the realm of dreams. And you visit every night. You dream every night. But most of the time you cannot remember. Because this dimension is so perfect and too complicated for your human mind to understand. It's not necessary a flow. That's how we gods created your kind. Yes, gods. I am a goddess, little one. A space goddess that lives in the dimension of dreams and stars. After all, don't you say wish upon a star and your dreams will become true? Yes, it's all connected. And guess who is the one that turned your dreams to reality? Your cute expression of surprise is priceless. You see, my dear, I've been visiting your dreams many nights and keep watching you. Your soul shines with kindness, sensitivity, and a gentleness that are more and more rare to find in mortals and immortals alike. So I've grown very fond of you, and tonight I decided to grant you the privilege of showing myself to you, for I have decided that you are going to be my chosen subject. Only few before you in the past millennia have had this privilege. Not only you shall serve me, but you will be blessed with good health and youth till the natural end of your mortal life, after which you will join my celestial court here in space, as one of my husbands and servants. I am the goddess who turns wishes and dreams into reality, the one who blesses the worthy with peaceful sleep and dreams of the future, and punishes the evil with nightmares and despair. I feed on planets and stars to make my power grow stronger and keeps the balance in the universe. Oh yeah. You want to see? Observe. Not just a planet. And a dying star. Oh, it's so corroborating. After an eternity, every time it still feels like an orgasm. It strengthens my powers and makes me grow in dimension. And I don't only feed on planet and stars, even on the spiritual energy of my subjects. Is it true what your poets say? You are made of the same substance of dreams and stars. Yes, like this. I can hold you in the palm of my hand. I want to feed in your essence and claim you, make you mine. Will you comply? Good. Oh dear, you notice only now we're born naked. Why should we wear clothes in the dream dimension of space? Are you scared by me being so much bigger than you? Good. You are a brave boy. I can feel your essence on my tongue. you feel. It's a vivid dream. Your body can feel everything, thousands times more than in the mortal realm. Don't be ashamed of your arousal. That's why your truly essence manifests in its purest form. This is not time to mortify the flesh, but let it grow hard and swollen and leaking without shame. All for me. Let yourself go in the utmost pleasure. Don't hold back. I command you to give your goddess and mistress your essence so that I can grow even bigger and stronger and make all your dreams come true. Yes. Very good, my subject. You earn your reward. But it's now time for you to go back to the earthly dimension. Your body will need to recover after I suck your essence. I will drain you again very soon. Do you remember all of this? Oh, I'm gonna make sure you do, darling. Come here. This marking kiss on your neck states my claim over you. You cannot give yourself to another person. You belong to me. Now close your eyes. I will send you back and see you again very soon.